Last month's announcement from the Trump administration linking Tylenol use in pregnancy to autism in children has brought renewed attention to how we research medication risk during pregnancy. Pregnant and breastfeeding women have mostly been excluded from clinical trials for new drugs and treatments, but as WHYY's Nicole Linnett reports, maternal fetal specialists and researchers are trying to change that.
A lot of what we know about how safe and effective medications are during pregnancy comes from retrospective studies and data registries, which collect information on positive or negative outcomes after drugs come on the market and people start using them. Penn Medicine maternal fetal specialist Dr. Sindhu Srinivas says these gaps in research are still driving misinformation on when medications can be safe and even necessary.
What I see with how much internal guilt people have about medicines in pregnancy is just so, it's a lot. It's really overwhelming for people. And there is just so much guilt. And I think that does come from the social narrative around what's expected, that you shouldn't have to take medicines when you're pregnant.
Srinivas says decisions on medication use during pregnancy should be more nuanced and individualized. And professional organizations like the Societies for Maternal Fetal Medicine and Women's Health Research are pushing drug trials to consider more pregnant participants so that women can ultimately be more confident in the safety and efficacy of their medications while growing their families. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.